a story about a pack horse, Dell, that my old grandfather led his pack horse down to Massey Creek to go mustering, and there was a mob of cattle just at the junction of Yard Creek, near where Troy's got his hut and his yard. He tied his old pack horse up, handed round the mob of cattle, and there was a scrub bull in him, and the old bull just turned around and went backwards and killed the old pack horse. Another pack horse story I could tell you, this one was, I was in it myself. I went to Massey Creek, it was Tommy Kenny and I went to Massey Creek with Neil and Russell and Alan Fredrickson. We floated the old horses into Yungla here, unloaded them over near the work near Neil's mill there, saddled this old horse up. We'd give him a trial run at home and he went all right. We brought him in here. As soon as we put the pack on him, he just bolted straight out through the wire gate, straight through that wire gate, down the road, round, up straight up to the chalet, and he went up on the little terrace thing, and it was been a bit wet, and there's great big skid marks where he almost skidded into the glass doors there. Turned around and done a U-ey straight back to where he come from. I don't know what would have happened if he'd have took the turn down to the range.
No. So he come back to the mill?
Back to the mill, yeah. We were out on the road then and went back to the mill. Talking about that old scrub bull that killed the pack horse, there's a few scrub bull stories. There's a story where they were mustering down at Urana. Anyway, a scrub bull bailed up in the creek and the stockman went in to hunt him out. I won't mention his name. It was Donny Lockyer who it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I shouldn't have went into the water with the bull anyway, but the bull charged him and got the horse's reins hooked over the bull's horn, and the horse couldn't get away. Every time the bull charged him, the horse would just have to cop it. He ended up tearing the saddle off him and put a heap of gauze in him, and the whole horse died that night. Another funny story about a bull, I seen this one myself. I was only a kid, we'd been down to Mount Robert attending muster, or picking up cattle, and when we were coming home, we picked up a mob of cattle with a big scrub bull in him. Anyway, he never played up, we just got round him. And we come up the stalk, which is a pretty steep climb, it's just about knock a horse up. Anyway, when we got to the top, close to where the scrub bull's home was, old Seth Stanigal, he was riding in the lead, it was drizzling rain, he had a raincoat on. Anyway, as soon as we got to the top where the bull knew where home was, he just took to old Seth's horse and lifted his tail up in the blooming air, but old Seth thought quick enough to flick his raincoat off, and it fell back over the bull's head. And it stopped, yeah.
So do you want to mention Seth?
Yeah, I rang him up last night.
Yeah.
I said, laugh, you bloody idiot. Mate, Seskin, that's... there's nothing sinister about that.
That's pretty good, huh?
Another thing that the old pack horse fellas had when they used to go to Massey Creek and all that, they were early in the year, they could get caught with floods in the creek. One time there, Mick O'Loughlin was coming home with his horses, and they got to the river at the back of the house at home, and Yungla had a lot of rain, it was in flood, and he had his father with him, but he was well into his 80s, but he couldn't swim a stroke, but he'd just take his horse anywhere, wherever the horse, he just trusted his horse, so he put his horse into the flooded river, Mick was just beside him, the horse got out and started plunging and rearing and dropped the old fella in the flooded creek, and he couldn't swim a stroke, so Mick leant over and grabbed him by the collar and swam him across to the other side, but Mick was riding a half dirty horse, but he couldn't pull him up the bank because the horse would have kicked him to pieces, so he had to turn his horse when he got near the edge of the river and then throw the old fella as far as he could so he could crawl up the bank.
And he survived?
He survived, yeah. Yeah, went on to live till he was 96.
Gee.
And there's another bit of a story about old Jackie White. He was down helping Johnny Angus muster. Anyway, caught himself a little pig, little sucker. Brought him back to Yungla, and he was living round the house at Yungla, and Mick O'Loughlin had gone through and left a lame horse behind there because he couldn't travel. Anyway, when this pig made it up with this horse, and on the next trip going through, Mick picked up his horse that had healed up, and the little pig followed him all the way to Exfar. They couldn't hunt him back, yeah. I don't know how far it is, but it'd be a good 25-mile walk for the day for the little pig, yeah.
Didn't want to lose his mate.
Yeah. Well, yeah.